Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You have heard me discuss several times that the prices of gold and silver are manipulated, almost always downward, by the U.S. government through use of the Treasury's Exchange Stabilization Fund and allies such as the 24 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the Bank for International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, and allied central banks. Such manipulation would not be that easy to arrange if every time these metals traded on the market required the actual physical delivery of the metal. But what most people don't understand is that price manipulation is easy to arrange when almost all of the trading is done by the trading of paper contracts where there is no delivery of physical metal at all. For instance, last year, the London Bullion Market Association and the New York COMEX traded more than 234 billion ounces of silver, all of it in paper contracts. In contrast, newly mined and recycled silver only totaled 966 million ounces of physical silver traded. When 99.6% of all silver trading involves commodity futures and options trading, derivatives contracts, all dealing with unallocated, synthetic, or fractionally backed claims to physical silver, but not actual ownership, it is relatively easy to rig prices. The same goes for the gold market. Just the London market alone traded about 4.2 billion ounces of paper gold contracts last year. In contrast, new global mine output was only about 100 million ounces in 2020. So long as the prices of gold and silver are dominated by the trading of paper contracts that do not require the delivery of physical metals, it is easy to suppress prices by simply selling short more paper contracts. This market manipulation can go on for many years, even when there are mostly annual shortages of both physical metals. That is where demand to take delivery of gold or silver for industrial or investment uses exceeds the quantity of newly mined and recycled metals. However, once strong physical demand in excess of supply continues as it has for several recent years, the price suppression eventually fails. Once gold and silver prices start rising, they soar much faster and a lot higher than people expect. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.